First up, the changing of the guard is complete in Alberta politics. It was pronounced today. First, a speech from the throne laid out new Premier Danielle Smith's plans, including for the Alberta Sovereignty Act, Bill 1, appropriately, or it's now known as the Alberta Sovereignty in a United Canada Act. A key promise made during her United Conservative Party leadership campaign, the proposed legislation would grant Smith and her cabinet broad powers to rewrite provincial laws behind closed doors and, most importantly here, with an election coming up, push back against Ottawa. Smith says it's an important first step.
We are finally telling the federal government, no more. It's time to stand up for Alberta. Bill 1, the Alberta Sovereignty Within a United Canada Act, is a first step in standing up for Albertans and pushing Ottawa back into its own lane. When passed, this legislation will create a constitutional legal framework for Alberta to push back against federal interference and encroachment.
All right, so push back, I'm sure you got that. Ottawa, I'm sure you got that. What exactly any of that meant, I have no idea. I have no idea. It was words, like a word salad. But it's important because it does allow cabinet to direct public bodies such as school boards, universities, and police forces to not use provincial resources to enforce federal rules deemed harmful to Alberta's interests. What exactly qualifies as harmful isn't clear. The government promises to follow court rulings and the Constitution in this, but says it would be up to the federal government to sue the province to resolve disputes instead of the other way around.
We've been ignored for 10 years. The former premier, Rachel Notley, tried the climate leadership plan to get a better relationship with Ottawa. It failed. Former premier, Jason Kenney, tried to have a collaborative relationship with Stephen Guilbeault in Quebec to get LNG export. It failed. We put forward an equalization referendum to try to start a conversation to change the relationship with Ottawa. It failed. So now we're going to try something new.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of this is about an election coming up. What better way to fight an election than to make it about someone who's deeply unliked in Alberta, and that's the Prime Minister. So instead of fighting an election against Rachel Notley and the NDP, you try to fight an election against Ottawa and the federal, you know, the Prime Minister. I grew up in Quebec. This is the oldest tactic there is in Quebec. Every election they do this. Every single election for years they did this. There's nothing, almost nothing new in this playbook other than if you grew up in Quebec, maybe if you spoke French, you'd see where this was coming from. That being said, it is interesting and it is important what's been laid out today in Alberta in the Sovereignty Act. Speaking of moves, Jason Kenney then, the ink wasn't even dry on this yet, and Jason Kenney announced he was resigning as an MLA, writing on Twitter that after a great deal of reflection and consultation, he concluded that now is the best time to step aside as an MLA. So to dig through all of this is Laurie Williams, a political science professor at Mount Royal University in Calgary. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ben. Great to be with you.
Yeah, what a busy day. What a busy day.
Yeah.
As always in Alberta politics, never a dull moment. Let's start with the Sovereignty Act. What powers does it give? Was there anything that was announced today in the details that was a surprise?
Yeah, the huge surprise is, of course, that the Premier is saying that she will reserve power for the Cabinet to change Alberta legislation without going before the legislature to process that, as typically would be the case. This is the sort of power that's exercised during emergencies. It was introduced by the Kenney government to deal with the pandemic, but they ultimately backed away from it because it was so unpopular and it was the subject of numerous court challenges by civil liberties groups. Why that power was included in this act, why they think they need to change legislation without the consent of the legislature is a complete mystery to me, and it goes against the promises Danielle Smith has made throughout her campaign about listening to Albertans, sort of grassroots democracy, transparency, and accountability. This actually removes a significant source of accountability. And I can only imagine what most of the folks in Alberta and perhaps elsewhere in Canada might say if this were something that were attempted by the federal government. It's a pretty big power grab, and it doesn't make a lot of political sense.
specifically not for someone who was elected by a tiny, you know, a tiny minority of people who happen to be UCP members, not even that many of them, really, and who was not elected as pre, you know, was not premier, was not on the ballot last time this election came up. In other words, and not to say that anything about her power, Danielle Smith's power, is illegitimate, but she's not a popularly elected leader of the province.
Well, it's not just that. It's that public opinion polls are showing that Albertans are concerned with things like affordability, healthcare, and education. And they not only put Sovereignty Act, although we must say that Albertans, many Albertans, do support advocacy of Alberta's interests in Canada and standing up against inappropriate actions legislation or policies from the federal level that might be inimical to Alberta's interests. The mass majority of Albertans do not support even the previous statements about the Sovereignty Act. They very strongly opposed it. Were worried that it would ultimately be damaging to Alberta, and that was in a form that didn't look like this. This was never a consideration under the proposals of the Sovereignty Act. And it's in during the campaign, any statements have always said it's constitutional, respect court decisions, and so forth. And I guess the difference now is it looks like they won't respect democratic norms that exist in parliamentary systems.
Yeah, it's interesting that that would be. I mean, I guess for so long we've been talking about what was going. How, for instance, how does a provincial body ignore a federal law? Right. This was sort of where we had landed on. How do you enforce this? But behind it all is this power grab, and it seems like an odd ploy with support from within her own cabinet, I imagine, many of whom opposed this during the leadership campaign.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, there's a contradiction there on all kinds of levels, but one of them is that, again, this promise of grassroots democracy, of listening to Albertans, not listening to the polls that have shown that this isn't a priority for Albertans, and it's gone further than ever discussed before. It is interesting that we thought, looking at this, that cabinet and those other leadership candidates that are in cabinet, five of them in cabinet, would moderate what this would look like. They would not vote for it. They would refuse to let it out of cabinet. And caucus would not support it if it didn't sort of stay within certain parameters. Because all of the leadership candidates talked about advocating more strongly for Alberta's interests. So there's no indication that this will be effective in accomplishing the objectives, any more effective than the things that Danielle Smith has dismissed. We do know that some members of the caucus did vote against this, and there may be more opposition that emerges as constituents phone their MLAs, and some of whom are in cabinet, and say that they're not on board with this at all. This looks like it's more against Alberta and the citizens of Alberta than it looks to be against the federal government, just in terms of the powers that have been drawn here. The legislation that's going to be changed is not federal legislation, it's provincial legislation.
Yeah, I mean, Do you get the sense that, like so much of the first little while of Danielle Smith's leadership here, that this is going to be something that gets floated out there, public opinion sort of backlashes, and then it's going to be walked back? Is that your sense here? I mean, this was clearly an election. This is about an election, right? This is about winning again. One gets the sense. This is an outsider's point of view. But this is really about setting up a battle between Edmonton and Ottawa, and, you know, and sort of trying to cut Notley out of the picture. I don't think it'll work, but this is an odd one.
Yeah, it isn't a priority, not even close to a priority for the majority of Albertans, and most Albertans oppose the previous sort of more moderate descriptions of the Sovereignty Act. This goes way further than anything that has been said or discussed in the past. And I just don't see the reason for it. Why wouldn't you want to have legislative support? I mean, she's saying that something might be identified, and then it'll be up to cabinet what to do with it. But what they do will not be subject to legislative scrutiny. It's a completely unnecessary power, and it looks as though she doesn't trust Albertans and their elected representatives in terms of trying to discuss, debate, perhaps modify some of the measures that are being considered.
Terry Williams is with us this half science at Mount Royal University. We're talking about the new UCP leader, the new Alberta Premier Daniel Smith, the speech from the throne today, laying out some of their priorities for this legislative session, including the Alberta Sovereignty Act, in which the bill really enables her to deem federal laws unconstitutional to some extent, allows it to make unilateral changes to provincial legislation, which has been the big talking point today. Laurie, if you look at what the federal government, how they should react, we've seen them. It's been fairly sanguine today from Ottawa. But what recourse does Ottawa have in all this, do you think?
Well, I think we're seeing sort of a political choice saying that they're going to be focused on the things that are important to Albertans. And polling is showing that, generally speaking, the other things besides Alberta Sovereignty within the United Canada Act are their priorities. And so the federal government could actually win some support or at least diminish the opposition to the Liberal government in Ottawa by focusing on the things that Albertans need help with. And it's interesting because Danielle Smith, in recent speeches and promises and in the throne speech, has talked about measures to try to help Albertans with managing inflation, money being given to seniors and handicapped folks, seniors and so forth, getting $100 a month until the next election. All of these sorts of things could have been the focus of today, but this particular sort of iteration of the Sovereignty Act, generating all kinds of questions about the power grab, I think have sort of knocked that other news off of the agenda.
Seems like a bit of a gift for her opponent, for Rachel Notley in the NDP.
Well, and we're seeing Rachel Notley on social media saying that she promises to respect Albertans, not to punish people for getting vaccinated, providing funding that is unconditional to nonprofit groups and organizations. Basically conveying the message that the NDP support for Albertans is not conditional on ideological fidelity, but rather on the needs and priorities of Albertans. That's a fairly positive message in a response to what Danielle Smith has proposed here today. I mean, again, it's an unforced error, distracts from the good news that could have been today's throne speech and raises all kinds of questions amongst Albertans about what the power grab is about.
Speaking of an odd distraction, Jason Kenney has always managed to make news today on a day where the news was the media was sort of focused elsewhere, but he's decided to walk away. I guess this brings to an end what had been a fairly interesting while for him. He was a triumphant entrance and a pretty tame exit for the longtime cabinet minister and former premier.
Right. So he not only, as Seymour pointed out earlier, tweeted his resignation shortly after the introduction of this act. He tweeted during Danielle Smith's press conference, completely knocking the attention. He's certainly no hard feelings in terms of doing this. Well, I mean, he allocated most of the surplus before leaving as premier to limit the tools available to the next premier, probably in anticipation. Daniel Smith refused to have any contact with her or engage in the transition and so forth. But it's kind of interesting, too, because Jason Kenney, and you'd think that Daniel Smith might have learned from this, but Jason Kenney and Tyler Shandro, the current justice minister, was standing right next to Daniel Smith today, and Tyler Shandro was the health minister when they introduced Bill 10, the Public Health Emergency Powers Amendment Act, which gave emergency powers to cabinet to change legislation on short notice during a public health emergency. And that got so much blowback that they repealed that legislation within a relatively short period of time. I think it might have been as much as it wasn't quite even a year between the enactment and the repeal of that legislation, because it had been so soundly criticized from all quarters across the ideological spectrum. It was seen as a power grab, and the government suffered for it. Danielle Smith, with Tyler Shandro, now the justice minister, standing right next to her, decided to set off this grenade again.
Walk down that path. Laurie Williams, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much, as always, for your insight on this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ben. Always good chatting.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three makes a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.